Janelle here in studio for Central Oregon Spotlight. I have my friend Jake Woodmansee here because there is a very unique show coming up called the Rev and Random Show, and very excited about this. So thank you for being in studio here today with me, Jake.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, very funny man, you can tell right from the start. That's why I love having you in the studio to tell us about the latest event you have going on. Where is this happening at?
It's super cool, dude. It's happening over at Craft Kitchen and Brewery on the north end off of Empire in the Brewers District.
And I'm guessing it's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's a variety show for laughs. So a little bit old school, a little bit new, and we make some fun. It's essentially adult show and tell. So instead of just presenting the comics and their jokes, I really like to show off what makes them unique, what makes them hilarious, and what makes them lovable. So that way the audience feels the exact same way about these amazing, talented people as I do.
And what kind of talents are you talking about? Is someone going to be hula hooping or juggling, spitting fire?
A little more intricate than that. I design a specific game for the comedian that is performing. So everything that you see them do is specifically tailored for their personality and their strengths. Everything to show everyone at their best possible light. So, like one of the comedians that we work with all the time is Mr. Steve Harbour, fantastic guy.
Yes.
He's got contagious SpongeBob energy. So
great laugh.
We did a segment called Take Out the Trash with Steve, and it was people would just talk about their problems or something that was bringing them down. And Steve would give some plucky life advice that would help with that situation. A lot of what his advice was signing up people you don't like for ad campaigns and things like that. I have another game that I've done with some people that one of our friends, Tyler Jones, very brilliant, funny, compassionate guy, sounds super monotone all the time. So he could be having the best day of his life and would sound just like this.
You want to spark that a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. So I think the essence of comedy is contrast. So I, you know, if you got a silly guy, you got a straight man. So if you have somebody that's very monotone, then you write a very explicit, dirty romance novel that they have to read out loud to a group of strangers. And that is hysterical.
So you take time and love into these shows based around your comics that you have. So it's not just going online and finding a comic. You're actually taking a comic that and getting the audience to get to know a little bit more about them before they perform their set.
Right.
Like, in a fun, I mean, creative way.
Well, us, for example, I mean, some of the funniest moments that we've ever had, and we've performed together for the better part of a decade.
Yes.
Is those moments leading up to a show or after the fact or just trying to make normal life work. That's usually where the hilarity is for us. So trying to give people just a little bit of insight to that and what makes this person special and what kind of situations they can laugh their way through.
As an adult, to tap into some of that nostalgia of being playful and being like a kid, but also having fun because, you know, adulting can be pretty monotonous and drag you down, and to go out and have some fun and learn some funny things and participate in some games with funny people can really brighten your day. And you not only do that for the comedians in the audience, but you informed me that this also benefits someone specifically in the community. Can you dive into that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. What we try to do is we can't focus on one organization. We're really just trying to spread as much good as we can in our community. I think there's a lot of people doing their best that need a hand up. And so when I come across people like that, that really are giving everything they got and they're still having some challenges, we bring them to the show. We treat them VIP. We round up some donations for them. Everyone in the audience can see all their donations go directly to that person in need right there. And they can hear more about that person just as a full three-dimensional being.
Yeah, just not what they're struggling with.
Right, because when you have extreme medical problems like that, a lot of people, without realizing it, are objectifying you and just looking at you as an assortment of problems. So this is a chance to humanize each other, lift people up in your very own neighborhood, and do some good in the world with some dirty jokes. Another thing that's really awesome and makes this show unique is we like to show off the amazing local music talent that we have here. So we like to give a different local band a chance every single month to start off our showcase. So they get a half hour to play whatever they want, just make the show about them. And then once they're done with that, we do a really fun game that you and I have done together. The audience picks out three random subjects. I have no idea what the band is going to play. So I have to sing and make up a coherent song to whatever style of music the band plays. Could be metal, country, love song, rap, whatever. I've got to go with it. If I can't, then I have to buy the audience members that came up with the subjects a goodie from the bar. So yeah, it's the best way to do it.
Say again where this event is happening, when it's happening, all the juicy goods about this wonderful show.
All right, the middle of every month, we are at Craft Kitchen and Brewery, an amazing maker of Cubano sandwiches and great local craft beer, also amazing NA options. You can visit them at craftkitchenlv.com. That's LV as in love, victorious.com. So, Craft Kitchen, lovevictorious.com. Wait, I'm saying that completely wrong. CraftKitchenLV.com. Or you can go to BenTicket.com for the Rev and Random Variety Show for Laughs.
Yes, you can find out when that's happening each month in the middle of the month by going to CraftKitchenLV.com. I don't have quite the great announcer voice that you had. Oh, that was fantastic.
Jacob. It's come from years of terrible sales jobs.
Well, it's fantastic to always have you in the studio, my dear friend and very funny Jake Woodmansee. Again, it's the Rev and Random show happening at Craft Kitchen and Brewery in the middle of each month. And you can get details at craftkitchenlv.com and get your tickets now at benticket.com.
Thank you, Janelle. Up next, this week's Inside Central Oregon, I'm talking to my friend Lynn Ochita from the Humane Society of Central Oregon.